קטן אפל, הידם in a little room, והוא משם שדורה נתן טבעת למרונה, ואמר לה, הנני נותן לך בתורת קידושין, והיא לקחה אותו וכחתו בנייר לבן ושמתו על בחיקה. So she accepted the ring, put it in a piece of paper, and put it in her bosom. That's what these two witnesses testified.
And hidden in the room.
למחרת מסע אחד העדים לדיינים פתקה, וכתב בה, the one of the witnesses slipped a note, slipped a note to the judge, באמת לא ראיתי ולא שמעתי ולא הייתי בזה עניין, אך הכל שקר וודאי. מהירונה השיב על תנת דורן כי לא היו דברים מעולם. וכדי לברר האמת, הסכימו קרובה ודורן לברור שלושה אחרים לביתים שיקבלו את העדויות. ויית העדות הייתה בנימס בשבט קוף במזיים. החקירה הלתה כי דורן זה שכר עדי שקר כדי להעיד על קידושה במערונה, that he actually subordinate witnesses, ולא זו בלבד, אלא שאחד העדים מעל ידי עדית כי העיד כי בכל המועד פסח קוף ממהי בא אליו מייסקוי דורן וביקש ממנו שתלך עם שני אנשים בדרך שבין מונפליה ובזיה, ותעמדו שם עד שיבוא לידכם סמואל דמרינקס, שהלך מוולנסיה גסטה ארגון לעשות שידוכים עם ארונו בסנסלואלס, קצין עם דון סלניוס נשיא בוולנסיה, ואני יודע שיביא שטר שידוכים ושטר שליחות קידושים, ואתם במועצתכם אותו בדרך הנזכרת תהרגו אותו. So they actually hired these witnesses to kill the messenger to interrupt the delivery of the Kiddushin. Okay. So that was more or less the case. Alright, this case came before the Rivash, so again we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves in time, but still this is in Provence. Milvad kamara yot ramtalot chazakot. She says there's no reason to worry about anything here. Milvad kamara yot ramtalot chazakot chiniru ma shekol ma shetoen maistu duran bezehu shav v'dvar kazeh v'dvar baduri. And the Rivash added a administering letter, Eila Chayot Steferet Yisrael, Shama Yeshu Kisot, Lemishpat Kulam Chachamim, Kulam Nevonim, Tzedek Labshu, Vayil Vashem, Hema Hagiborim Shu Ha'olam, Anshei Hashem, Uchtarim Beketa Torah Tova, Chachmai Menachala, Tumah Mutumat Yoksim, Akochol Kahal, Arledi, Brosh Kulam, Mi, Kamehen, Chassin, Tzedek, etc., etc. V'yata Ha'hefech Aleha, Blahot Havot Bekirba, ממך יצא חושב רעה יועץ בליעל שופך בוז על נדיבים ועל קצי נעם אשלך נעל מעם השם לקו לבבו פונה ללכת אחרי שירות ליבו הזונה לתת עין בבנות ישראל כי טובות הנה ולעשות חנף ונבלה לא הייתה כזאת בישראל משחית נפשו הוא יעשנה etc. etc. It gives them a good slap on the wrist. How could you have a community where you could even allow such a thing to happen?
What did they do with the Eden?
Well, I assume that they received a suitable punishment. Okay. All right.
Maybe a suitable or less. Married the wrong girl. But they married the wrong girl. That's a good punishment.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have a lot of pathological cases, which I think we've read enough bad stories. Let's get to some of the actual positive takanot which took place in Spain. So look, they're all interesting cases, but you can read them yourself at your leisure. Let's pass to Daf Samach Vav.
Don't we have a social imagination of the fact?
Oh, of course.
And the commissibility of by false testimony.
They are punishable by the court. That's a criminal action rather than a civil action. Okay. So b'meya ha'yud gimel v'ayud dalid hitpashtu ha'takanot neged kiddushei seder v'tamut v'harbe kihilot shebesfarad b'tzorot shonot. Harashba ha'ir, b'mkomot rabim yesh haskama shelo l'kadesh ela basa'ara, that you should only have kiddushin in front of 10 people, like the takanot of the Gaonei Bavel. Ve'shiyu sham aviha ve'ima o mikrovoteha, ba'chazan me'hakahal, ba'haskamot kvar honogu eifo b'yamavim kadmot rabim atorat m'shelashim, l'shem pirsum ha'nusuyim v'rabim, l'shem pikuach mishpachti al ha'kiddushin, ולשם פיקוח ציבורי הנהיגו שישתתק בטקס גם חזן הקהל. So at least there'll be some official, if not the rabbi, at least the chazan.
Yeah, the wedding in the show.
Right. Okay, so now let's read some of the תשובות. שאלת, יש תקנה בעיר הזאת בחיים מוכנס שלא לקדש שום בת ישראל אלא בעשרה ושליח ציבור. That all weddings should take place publicly and with an official present. Uruven shidech vitalim shemon, ve'achar kach bitlu hashiduchin. Ukeshenitpatlu lachshur uruven sheyiten shemon get, kedei shelo yutzi kol aleha shei mekudeshet. Im get ze posel lekuhuna. תשובה, גט זה פוסל לכהונה, חנה דבן למלן דלו נדקד שלו כהוגן, אך בפי שיש תקנה בעיר וכנס שלו לקדש אישה שם אל ועשרה ושליח ציבור, דיל מעבר וכדי שלא ידע או כדי שלא ידע שליחו או שלוחה חוצה לעיר, ואפילו לא נדקד שם מכל מקום אין זה ידוע כלל. Let's take a look at the next case of the Rashba. שאלה, קהל שעשו תקנה מחבת הפרוצים, שכל מי שקידש אישה שלא במעמד עשרה, שלא יהיה קידושיו קידושין, הודיעני אם יש כוח ביד הקהל לעשות כן. So here we're getting to a nitty-gritty. Can the community enact legislation which would nullify marriages which were not made according to their rules, that is, made in public with 10 people? תשובה. שורת הדין נראה לי בבירור שרשאין בני עיר לעשות כן. According to the strict law, legal interpretation, it would seem to me that the community is empowered to do that. Ubilvad sheyaskimu b'kach anshei ha'ir. But that this be something which the members of the community subscribe to. It doesn't say how many, what percentage, whether it's a unanimous or a majority, but in any event, that a substantial bulk of the members of the community agree to this. If there is a rabbi, a scholar present, he should also be agreed. The community has the power to
confiscate his money.
Since they have a power of confiscation over his money, he didn't have any money to give her. במכל מקום הפקר בית דין הפקר. והציבור כבית דין של בני עירם יכולים להפקר ממון אם ראו בדבר תקנה לבני עירם. והפקר בית דין הפקר מדבר תורה. So any community is empowered to confiscate a man's money. וכן אמרינן ביבמות, מניין שהפקר בית דין הפקר, שנאמר כל אשר לא יבוא בשלוש יהודים, etc. בפסוק from Ezra. ומעשה היה בעירנו, there was a case like this in our city, must be Barcelona. Vadanti bedavar b'fnei rabotai, umori harav Moshe bar Nachman hodel dvarai. Umekom akom od tzorich l'tyashev bedavar. He chickens out a little bit in the last sentence. He says that basically this right exists, you're empowered. And not only that, but I spoke to the Ramban about it and he agrees. But nevertheless, he sort of still is hesitant about giving power of confiscation and thereby annulment to the local courts. in a slightly...
The
local community. Yeah. Let's look at the bottom of the next page. Here is a second Shuvot of the Rambam. We don't know, unfortunately, the order in which these Shuvot were written, so this is a slightly stronger tshuva. If it was written later, it would represent his opinion after being mityashev b'davar. But we don't know whether this was written before or after, so we can't determine the sequence. She'ela. Adonenu ha-melech yerum hodo tzivanu ladun b'kitvao al inyan echad she'ira kan ve'al mana achat she'echad mikroveh haya nechnas b'chol yom b'veita. Yom echad yatsa oto karov lebeit ha-kneset v'sidur tfilot b'yado v'halach lebeit ha-almana ve'edim imo v'natan oto sidur tfilot b'fnei edim v'yamar la harei at mekudeshet li v'tziva l'sofer ha-kahal lechtov b'shtar kabalat edutan v'halchu min ha-arts.
What did she do? Did she accept?
It's not clear. V'almana nitrama la-melech she'elo ha-kidushim lo hayu b'rtzona elo shelo mida'ata.
Sorry.
ואני לא יכולתי לברר העניין מפני עדי הקידושין שהלכו להם אם היה מדעתה או לא. ועכשיו צעקה בפניי האלמנה ואמרתי שהצווה למקדש לתת לגיטה ולייסר בשפטים את המקדש, הודיעני האדון מה אדון בדבר זה. Well, the guy is not an Aguna, the guy's present, but you know, he may blackmail her or he may insist on the wedding and so on. תשובה, באמת הדעת נותנת שנהג בו זה מנהג רמאות ואינה מקודשת. אלא שמחמת חומר הראיות איננו יכולים לדון בהם לעומד הדעת, ואין אני רואה לה היתר אלו בגט שייתן מדעתו. אבל ראוי לכונסו בממון לפי מה שיראה הדיין הממונה מן המלך שלא ילמדו הרואים לעשות כן, וכל בית דין יפה רשאין לעשות מן הדין כן, משום מגדר מלטה. דבית דין... Makin v'yanchin shelo menedim. And now he adds a remedy. Ve'ilu ratzu l'taken ha-kehilot. If the general board of communities, o kol kehila o kehila, or each individual community wishes l'gdor m'pnei ha-takalot, elu, ya'asu takana b'ma'amad kulam, they should engage in the following act, v'yafkiu m'yata v'ad olam, או עד זמן שירצו כל מקום כל ממון שינתן לשום אישה מקוהלם הפקעה גמורה, הפקר גמור אלא אם כן תקבלם האישה מדעתה ומדעת אביה או בפני פלוני ופלוני כמו שירצו. In order to avoid any plague of these types of cases, the community has the right to engage in the following device: make a public statement that they're confiscating all monies that are given to a woman in marriage, except if it was done according to the rules and regulations that they established. V'chein matzati l'rav shrir gan shekein nahag hu v'yevotav yamar l'tzibur echad l'nholken. This is, of course, not the rav shrir gan. It's referring back to the Rav Yehuda Gan that we had seen at the very beginning, where he suggested that other communities do that. And, of course, Rav Yehuda Gan's takana was far broader and more powerful than what the Rashba's proposed. Rabbi Yehuda Gaon simply said that kol demekadesh adata derabbanan mekadesh, and therefore without any need of this confiscation of money, simply declared all such kedushin null and void. The Rashba apparently is willing to engage in some form of community control which will lead to the annulment of the wedding, but he's only willing to do it through the device of confiscating, the fiction of confiscating the money of whoever in the future would try to give money to, it's like running up and grabbing the money out of his hand as he's about to give it to the woman. Okay. V'chein the Rashba adds, yilameid adam b'tov beito, v'yilameid l'narotov l'esor atzman al dat ha-makom v'al dat ha-rabim, v'lush li shom petach heter v'charata kol mamon sh'initein l'abatorat kedushin afilu t'kavle midata im lo b'fnei ploni u'ploni. וכן הודעתי אני פעמים לרבנות עיריים. Okay. We will see, let's go to two pages later, the First of all, one page there, the Sfatzim at the bottom of the preceding page, and Daf Ayin, the Rush, who was somewhat hesitant when he was still in Germany, when he moved to Spain and saw the situation there and the need for... we had considerable description of what life was like in Spain during that period. Here's a man moving from Germany, where things were quite rigid, into the big city of Toledo.
The golden age.
Right. So, at the very bottom of this page, Shesha Alta.
What's the... Was it actually under?
Yeah, the king would appoint the Jewish. The Jewish courts were empowered by the king. You had three. Yes, during this period of time, in fact, you had three communities. You had the Jewish community, and you had the Christian community, and you had the Muslim community. As a matter of fact, if you remember, when we were studying some things about the Mumarim and the Anusim, the Rivash mentions in several places that he sat with his colleague, with the bishop, and with the Qadi, you know, and exchanged views on how to administer the courts. You remember those Tshuvot of the Rivash? Yeah. Okay. Shesha'alta. Im yicholim beit hadin la'asot takana shel kol kibushyal yunotnim שיהיו ניתנים שבלו דעת אביה ואימא שלא ייחלן הקדושים ושיפקעו. אוקיי? ושיפקיעו ביתין אותן ממון ומסתפקת היי הבי אסורה ואי ביתין מתנה לכל דבר מן התורה או הבי ממון וכל תנאי שבממון קיים. In other words, the question is, the question was brought before the Rush, could a community in fact do exactly what the Rashba suggested that they do?
That's how I meant it. It was under the king's aegis, the bill cost anything, the king's authority. Who's going to support that?
That's a questionable issue in Jewish law, to what extent the king's intervention here is positive or negative.
They could enforce the rabbinical decision.
Right. They could. Lo shayach kan haskir tunai shiva mamam. Gam pashut she'en matanin ela mitam... אחר, יכולים להתנות מההיד האישה רבה, מניין שהפקיע ביתן הפקיע, שנאמר, וכל אשר לא יבואו לשלושת הימים, כי יצאת הזקנים והשרים והסגנים, יחרם הוא בכל רשותו. וכל המקדש, שדעת הרבנן המקדש. ובכל דור ודור, הדעתיהם שתקנו חכמי הדור למגדר מלצה מקדשין, ואין הקידושין חלין אלא לפי תקנתה. ואפילו אי קדש בביה שבו ביתו לביה צנות, כל שכן בכסף תהפקר ביתן הפקר והפקירו הממון שנתן לו ואין כאן קידושין כלל. So you see the Rush is far more assertive in saying that the communities, the local communities,
have the power
of legislation over the Kedushin. Okay? But if we read towards the bottom of the page, גם בתשובה אחרת שנכתבה בספרד הביאה הרש את דעתו הביאה הראש את דעתו, שיש כוח ביד הגאונים שאחרי חתימת התלמוד להפקיע קידושין ניתן כל המקדש, בעניין תקנת המורדת שלקנו גלים לקוף את הבעל לגרש בכתב הראש, וכתב הראש, אם ראו בדורות שהיו אחרי חכמי הגמרא, בימי הגאונים ז"ל וישיבות של בובר, שהיה צורך שעה בימיהם להסיע על דברי תורה ולעשות גדר וסייג ותקנו שיגרש את האיש את אשתו, בעל כוחו כשהיא אומרת לו באינה לגברוי, כדי שלא תתלה עצמו בגויים ותצאנה בנות ישראל לתרבות גבוהה. וסמכי על זה כל המחדש על דעתי דור הבנן מחדש, והסכימה דעתן להפקיע קידושים, כשתמרוד האישה על בעלה. This is a very powerful statement that the Rambam, of course, and most all other authorities, what the Gaonim did, in fact, was empower a woman with the right to institute divorce. Right, the Takanat HaGaonim that the Rush is citing is one in which they said that if the woman rejects her husband and demands a divorce, she has the power to force what? Where? What the Rush is saying is that the Gaonim felt that they, even though, as you say, according to Dina de Gemara, the woman can never institute a divorce, and can only be at the initiative of the husband, nevertheless, because of Yesh Koach B'yad Chachamim Koach Mekadesh Adatei Rabbanan Mekadesh Ve'afkeinu Rabbanan Lekidushin Menei, they can enforce the husband to give a divorce with this power. meaning that in some sense that if the husband is unwilling, then they are going to be intervening, even though normally, they've broken this guy's legs and he's bleeding all over and he finally signs on the dotted line. According to the Dina de Gemara, that divorce would not be valid, but they can validate this divorce because of the fact that they have power over Kedusha. So the Rosh, in contrast to the Rashba, who is somewhat timid in this situation, the Rosh was willing to sustain the power of local legislative intervention in all marriages.
He
doesn't say that. No, he's saying that the Gaonim, he says that the Gaonim in their community introduced this. In other words, they felt that women's rights was such an important topic in Babylon at that particular time that they couldn't live with the Jewish laws of divorce in which only the husband can institute divorce. And therefore, they legislated a possibility for a woman to institute a case of divorce.
But they didn't go so far as really to nullify the marriage without requiring a gift. They forced the husband to give a get,
but this is exactly like the cases that we had in the Gemara, namely, in the case of Mavatel HaGet, or like the case of Ein Tanat Ones Pegitin, and so on, where legally this article of divorce. Mm-hmm. Remember that, in effect, that this is what they did. I mean, there's a ceremony of divorce, right? And the actual ceremony consists of a piece of paper being handed. With that piece of paper, according to the Din of the Gemara, is worthless because it's not written under the husband's free will. So what in effect they did was entitle the woman to institute a divorce action.
But they maintained the ceremony.
They maintained the ceremony. So they changed the entire character of the marriage and divorce law, but changed the ceremony. Now the Rosh is not advocating that for Spain in his time. He's simply citing that as an instance of the power of the courts to intervene in marriage and divorce law. And therefore, the Rosh says, nowadays, if you want to institute a regulation which says that any marriage that takes place without the presence of the local rabbi, or without the presence of the local chazan, or without the permission of the family, or without 10 people, if you want to say that such a divorce is null and void, and the reason for wanting to say that is obvious from all of these cases that we've seen, all of these terrible cases where the man tries to blackmail the woman or murder the messenger or various other things. If you want to avoid all of these kinds of situations, there's a perfectly reasonable piece of legislation to enact. What the Rosh is saying is that they have the absolute power to do this. Okay? So therefore, according to the Rosh, for example, we are very close exactly to the position that we found so shocking of the Shultei HaGiborim when we began this story. Mm-hmm. Namely, that indeed there is an empower, because it's going to be hard to interpret this forced divorce as an annulment. Somehow or other, these people have been married. Now, the woman is fed up with her husband. She wants to divorce him. It would be, and in fact, the ceremony of the divorce is going through. So somehow or other, the Rosh agrees with this principle enunciated later by the Shultei HaGiborim that they have the power to intervene with a marriage to such an extent as to ratify a new type of divorce. So if, for example, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael really had the guts or the power, according to the Rosh, they could do exactly what the Gaonim in Bavel did, namely, allow the woman a right to institute a divorce action in rabbinical courts and sustain it. Okay, we will stop here with the Rosh. We will continue next time. Now, when is next time?